You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And this Makkah, he informs Paro that I'm going to bring all my power. It says, Magefotai. So I'm going to bring about all my forces. So why did Hashem only mention in this matter all my forces? So Hagera Zatzal explains. Hagera says that at the time of the Mabul, what did Ribbono Shel Olam use to destroy the people?
Water.
At the time of the Sodom, what did he use?
Fire,
good. And at the time of Dor Haflaga, when they made the Tower of the Babel, what did Hashem use? No, he used something before it.
Wind.
So now here we see Dor, the generation after Noah. And then we have the Sodom at the time of Ram Avinu Alav Shalom, and Dor Haflaga, fire, water, and wind was used. So now here at the plague of hail, Barad, what Hashem used?
Fire,
water, and wind. Because mentions there that the fire mitlaqahat betocha barad, and then the Hashem natan qolot. So here Gerah Zatzal explains that this makkah was included all these elements, that is fire, water, and wind. So that's what Hashem meant. I'm going to bring about a plague that is very powerful. So now here we see that the way, the size of the barad, how big was it? How big? Like how big? Like every single hail.
Size of the baseball.
Watermelon, you mean?
Watermelon.
Good. And what was it mixed up with? Water and
fire.
So now here we see in only plague, Paro mentions that Hashem is tzaddik. In others, he doesn't say. He says that Hashem is righteous, and him and his nation, they are wicked. It's a very interesting thing. Like at the time of the lice, blood, what else we had? We had the frogs, the wild beast, the blisters. He doesn't say anything. Why? Only on this one it says Hashem Tzaddik. What happened all of a sudden?
Ah.
So usually the water and fire, they have no... Yeah, they don't get along. But this time they did. So what happened at this time, they got together, they made a partnership. What happened?
The will of Hashem.
The will of Hashem. So now here, let's say the partners, when they get in the business, so... what their attitude usually is, why they call him partner? They call him zug, zivug. The same thing as zoj, Persian use zoj, zivug. What does that mean?
They become one.
They become one. Why they become one? why all of a sudden they become one? Let's say two people, one is from, let's say, this state, one the other state. From this part of the world, from that part of the world, and then all of a sudden they work at the same place and they run whatever.
They eat from the same pot.
What does that mean?
They make a living out of one thing.
So that means they have only one mission.
Yes.
Yeah. So because they have one mission, so then the difference of opinion, they put it aside. Why? Because the task here is they go to work for what?
To reach the goal that they want.
To make money.
Yeah.
So how do you make money? Because they have to get along. Right. So if they don't get along, so now let's say a customer walks in and say the two partners are arguing. He's going to come back again. Or let's say one partner says this merchandise is $20. The other one says, no, it's $50. It would work?
No.
It doesn't work. So that means if they have one mission, so that means they have to work it out. So the task that they have will grow. So now here, we see two opposite elements. When you pour the water on the fire, what happens? The fire goes out. So now, if you place water over the fire, what happens?
The water gets boiled.
It evaporates.
Yes.
So that means water mission here is to destroy fire. Yes?
Yes.
That's what the nature is. And the fire nature is to destroy water. So they're enemies, right? So now here we see an unbelievable thing. They got together. They became one. Why? Because, what do you call them when people, they open up a corporation?
LLC.
Yeah, so they made an LLC, right? So now when you make a corporation together, so that means in one business, very good. So now here it's very interesting. How many different Torah the Jews have?
Only one?
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know. So now how many books of regulation they have?
One.
Is that true?
Two.
Yes?
Two.
One. They have only one. Yeah, only we have one direction. It's one book of law, and there's one
Torah.
Isn't that interesting? And how many God they have?
One.
So it's only one source of worship.
Yes.
It's one book of regulation. It's one book of guidance. So that means that's why they never argue, because they only have
one
mission. Isn't that interesting? So now we know the secret. So why they're always united, they never argue, they never say terrible things about one another. Why? Because they cannot be worse than the water and the fire. They got along. Why? Because they had only one mission. See how simple it is? Everybody. So that's why this nation is very interesting. You look at the name of Hashem means Yud, and a K, and a Vav, and a K. You have a Yud, and then you have a He, and you have a Vav, and the end letter is what? What is it?
Hey.
What does Hey look like? It looks like a Dalet and a Yud. You have a Dalet and a Yud. So now what do you have? You have a Yud. Hey, Vav, Dalet, and Yud. How do you read it? Yehu
Di.
Yehu Di. So that means the name of Hashem that is Yud and a He and a Vav and a He actually is Yud, He, Vav, Dalet, and
Yud.
Isn't that something? So that means the name of Hashem arranged in a way that actually is the name of Him. Why? Because they never argue. They never have a difference of opinion. Why? Because the guidance, it's all
one.
So that means, even though sometimes it's very rare, it's never happens, that maybe some difference of opinion comes about, they always think. So we cannot be worse than the water and the fire. Look at this. And the interesting thing here is that only on this matter, Paro all of a sudden says, Hashem Tzaddik. Why? You say, how could it be? Two opposite elements, they became so friendly. So that means the only way you can destroy your enemies, and they say, wow, what a Kiddush Hashem. Paro said, Kiddush Hashem. Paro said, Hashem at Tzaddik. Then he says, wow, how the Yehudim respect one another, how they talk good about one another, how they give each other a feedback, and never chas v'shalom, not only they don't say, they don't think negative about another Yehudim. Chas v'shalom. And we see what a beautiful quote and secret that Tzotzal Shah is informing us. And that's why we always ask Hashem, Oseh Shalom B'Romah, that is Shamayim. What is Shamayim means? Esh Umayim. Esh Umayim. Oseh Shalom B'Romah, Hu Barachamav, Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, V'al Kol Amo Yisrael V'Imro. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.